Welcome to another episode of Masked Monologues, the anonymous podcast dedicated to creatives. Each week, I dive into conversations with a diverse array of creatives from various industries to explore their unique processes and stories. If you're enjoying the show and want to support us, please consider leaving a review or sharing it with a friend.
And welcome to Masked Monologues, the anonymous podcast for creators. I'm your host, AKA Girl, and today I have with me Ava, a singer-songwriter, musician, just released her first song. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Ava?
Yeah, so I'm from Vancouver, BC. I'm actually Iranian-Canadian, and what do you want to know about me? I'm never good at saying.
Can you tell us how you got into music and singing and songwriting? What inspires you?
So I always listen to music like all the time. I wake up with music. I sleep with music. I might have a headache still listening to music. But the very first song that I covered was Unfaithful by Rihanna. Obviously, back then, I did not have any vocal training. It did sound off.
Yeah.
But after when I was in high school and then I didn't take any classes because the focus was more on getting into good universities and stuff. And I was in Iran back then. When I moved here a couple of years after starting university, my parents and my friends encouraged me to take vocal lessons. And that was again encouraged after singing Stay by Rihanna. This time a little bit. So I started taking classes. And honestly, I never thought that a day would come that I would write my own song and release my own song. It was like, okay, I'm going to take classes and where it goes, it might just be me taking classes as a hobby and singing covers. But then this happened.
No, that's completely relatable. So when you took singing lessons, did you do primarily vocal lessons or did you also do lessons for piano and singing songwriting lessons? Because there's a big difference between vocal training and then songwriting. So I'm just wondering how you decided to take songwriting upon yourself.
So those classes were only vocal lessons. Later, I lost a loved one, which the song is about. And that inspired me to just write lyrics. It wasn't anything professional and ready for release kind of lyrics back then. It was actually inspired by a couple of lines that I wrote in high school. The funny thing is, the line completely changed. Like back in high school, there were these positive yay lines. And then after that, those two lines completely changed, like the do's became don'ts kind of change. And then, yeah, I just had that in my notebook, just a bunch of lyrics that I wrote as a, grouping
song. Do you usually journal daily for songwriting or do you just write down lyrics when inspiration strikes you?
Both, but it's not journaling per se. It's more, it's called free write. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it or not. So I just take 5-10 minutes a day and just write in a notebook without thinking or intentionally writing about a certain thing. Just whatever comes to my mind, I don't put the pen down and I just write.
Now, I've noticed that there's a huge difference between journaling for therapy as a form of therapy and writing lyrics because it's more in verse form. You have to pay attention to meter, how it sounds. So how did you... I'm just wondering, how did you go about learning all that information? Did you have friends or did you go online to research yourself?
So there are artist developed programs. I found one and I have a mentor. He helps me a lot with songwriting and teaching the techniques and what changes I can make. And he helped me with those changes, especially being like English being my second language. There are a lot of things that I'm not, it's more simple words, so making it a more beautiful word. It's a little bit difficult for me. So I got help on those and the whole learning the process and everything. So yeah, mentorship.
Okay. So I want to ask you a little bit about your new song release. And you mentioned that it was a tragedy. Is that what you were saying? It went from positive to this melancholy vibe. And so can you tell us what your song is about, why you wrote it?
Yeah, so this song is about grieving. It's about losing a loved one. It's open for interpretation. It can be any type of loss. It can be any kind of person. But for me, it was inspired by my grandmother. She passed away a few years ago. and do get emotional about it. I'm trying to control myself right now. So yeah, that I just wrote the lyrics, and that was actually the only song that I wrote that came like from start to bottom at a time. Obviously, it was a draft, but it wasn't like, okay, I'm going to write a verse now and then a bridge later. It was all just came like that.
So that is so beautiful. What I'm hearing is that you started off with the lyrics first. Is that correct?
Yeah. So it was lyrics first.
And then did you humble the lyrics until you found a melody and then arrange the chord progressions? Or how do you usually go about that?
Yeah. So sometimes I do have like random melodies coming to my head and I just press record on my phone. Just have that at the, just have that to get back to it. And then when I have lyrics like this, sometimes I go back to those recordings, just listen to them, see if I can match any to those lyrics. Or if I just keep reading the lyrics, I'm like, think of something else to do with it. And then I come up with the melody. So sometimes this melody is good for the verse, but then it won't match for the chorus or bridge.
Right.
Either modify it or start from scratch. And then after finding the melody, I don't play any instruments myself. So I got help from my friend. They helped with
instrumental.
Yes.
And when they did it, do they usually do it in a DAW, do you know, like a digital audio software? And then do they usually use synth and pads, or was it instrumental recordings?
It was instrumental.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I have a friend who plays the violin, and she's really good with like pitches and hearing a note and being able to play it. So I had a version of my song, like with lyrics and melody and completely like a cappella. So when she heard it, she played around with it and she was like, okay, so this is probably this chord. And then we used GarageBand piano to change the violin notes to piano. And then afterwards, another one of my friends played with an actual piano and recorded that and then changed some of it.
Layers just came together.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And I want to ask you about genres. Do you have a specific genre that you write in, or do you experiment with all genres?
It's mostly pop and pop ballad, also alternative songs. It's mostly like that because I listen mostly to those and I do listen to all the genres, but I write and...
Mainly pop?
Yeah, I write and sing those better.
Your artistic influences. Do you have any influenced artists that you aspire to be like or that you admire?
I do love Adele, Rihanna, Beyonce, and for songwriting especially, I really love Adele's songwriting, lyrics, and everything. So I really do try and write like that. Her lyrics are beautiful. And I do cover her songs a lot as well. So yeah, those would be the top three artists, I would
think. Main influences. Yeah. And in terms of vocal style and technique, which artist would you say that your voice was most similar to? Or
also Adele. That's not something that I say. I don't have the range she has, definitely. But whoever's heard my voice, they've said similar to Adele's. Again, not her range, not the power, just similarity. And I'm generally more comfortable singing Adele and Rihanna's song. Never attempted a Beyonce song.
I find that the artists we aspire to be like, or the artists that we're constantly listening to, we see those tendencies in our songwriting, because I'm a Taylor Swift fan and I love Taylor Swift lyrics and just her songwriting abilities. And I've noticed a lot of people have told me, hey, your songs, the lyrics are similar to what she would write. And it's funny to see other artists who notice similarities between their favorite artists and themselves.
Yeah, I feel like that might be because, say it, just how you feel about something, how you see the world, is also the way you want to hear someone talk about the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to dive into, how would you like your audience to connect to your songs? How would you like them to relate it back to their experience in life? Because you told me that songs have always been there for you. You listen to songs on a daily basis and you related and resonated with the tunes of your favorite artists. So I just wondered how you'd like the audience to relate with your music.
I really like for them to listen to the song when they need to heal, when they need to, sometimes we feel certain emotions, but we just can't get them out. I personally, listening to songs really helped me. After hearing the news about my grandmother, for some reason, the first thing that came to my mind was Beyonce's Heaven. The lyrics go, heaven wasn't, heaven couldn't wait for you. I want this song to have that kind of effect, have be a safe place for them to go to and be able to feel their emotions listening to that.
Yes. So I want to get down, or I want to break down into the technicalities of recording. Do you have certain vocal techniques that you like to use, or how do you put emotion into your vocals?
That I did struggle with a little bit because the song is so emotional for me. So if I didn't use emotional, then the song wasn't what it should be. If I tried to put emotion, I started crying and the recording wouldn't happen. So that did take a lot of time. But for me, what I finally did and found to be able to balance it out is that I imagine that I'm singing in front of an audience and not just into a microphone, and try to think about the lyric, like not about the words, not about the technique, because I mastered the technique throughout the practice. I was like, okay, this part I have to do, this part I have to do that. And I was completely like, the words were memorized, everything was there. So I tried not to overthink those. I didn't think about what word I should say right now and just thought about like the emotions and just tried to go, just let it all out. Just
for any aspiring artist, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how many vocal takes it actually takes to have a good song, because I've recorded about maybe 20, 30 vocal takes and have just been hypocritical and gone back, edited them, said, no, not that one. Do you find the same thing happens to you?
Oh, yeah. And every time I'm like, okay, this might be it. And I listen to it top to bottom and I'm like, oh no. And you know that sometimes we do like multiple takes and together. I found with this song was that in one take, I actually did better for some reason, probably because of the emotion. I was able to keep it the same throughout. But then the problem with one take is that you do get tired. So it's not going to be like the studio version you usually hear from all other artists.
And with your songwriting session, it's a bit more flexible, I find, if you do them by yourself at home as opposed to recording it in a studio. Did you record your song in a studio or was it at home with just recorder? Yes.
Both the vocals, the piano, everything happened.
And so I find when you're recording at home, you can always leave it, come back to it at another time. Do you tend to do that as well? Because I'll go in and I'll start recording the vocal, and then it won't be where I want it to be. But then later on in the day, I'll just feel the emotion, get this urge to go back to the microphone and start recording.
That's exactly what happened. Like, some of my best takes, I was sitting on the couch just watching TV, and then I did like a slide sound, like, and then I was like, oh, now there's some emotion. Let's do a recording. And sometimes your voice isn't there, so you just play around with it. You take a break. Do something completely unrelated, like it restarts. So yeah, having it at home has that.
Songwriting seems to be a learning process for you because you've been doing it for a while now, and just seeing from the beginning, like from going and taking vocal lessons to releasing your first song, what have been the key takeaways for you?
Lyrics should be simple but also poetic at the same time. So people can understand it well when they're listening to it, but it's also not as simple as just talking about something. It should definitely reflect your emotion. Otherwise, your audience won't be able to feel that emotion, whether it's in the words and tone and the melody. They just need to feel that, or else it's just going to be a bunch of words. It's definitely going to take time. It's not going to be, I'm going to sit down and write this song and record it and voila, I got it. It's going to take time. You're going to go back and forth with it. It's definitely not as simple as people might think.
I love what you said about it has to be poetic and also conversational. Do you believe that there's certain sections of the song that should be more poetic and some that should be more conversational? I find that some artists leave verses to be conversational and then they put some poetic lines, phrases in the chorus where it's the overall central theme. Do you do that with your songwriting, or what are your tendencies when it comes to lyric writing?
I feel like it's more line to line than verse to chorus. It just might be that chorus is only, I think, 4 or 5 lines. It's shorter than a verse,
yes.
So it's automatically easier to be poetic about it. I also really like my bridge. I feel like I say phrase has started to fade. I feel like that has that poetic motion to it, but also it's conversation. I feel like it has both at the same time, even within one line. Yeah, so I have tried to have them both in all parts of the song.
Yes. I'm just wondering, are you familiar with the root of thirds in songwriting, where you have one line that's supposed to be conversational, next line that's supposed to be conversational, and then the third line you vary it to something poetic? Do you use that within your songwriting?
I don't think I've done it like intentionally, but now that you're mentioning it and I think about the lyrics, I do feel like that is something that's happening. Yeah.
Yeah, it's prevalent in your song.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I just want to ask about what would you say or as an artist, you're growing and you're expanding, you're constantly making music. Where do you see yourself? How do you envision your future in terms of music? And where do you see like your songs in terms of genre, in terms of melody, in terms of content of it? Like ballads, sad songs, happy songs. How do you see that coming together in the future?
So all the songs I have right now either have been or ready to be recorded and stuff, they're all pretty sad songs. It's just about so many experiences and emotions I've been through over the past few years, not just losing this certain person, but just in general. My strength does go more towards pop ballads, slow, sad song-ish, but I really like to sing a dance pop song one. And it's original, not just covering it.
That
one.
I wonder if that's because you write when you're feeling sad, or you write when you're feeling upset, or when you need to write. Because I find that happens with my songwriting as well. You'll look through my songs and it's tragic. Like it's the most that it's the saddest thing you've ever seen. And I'll show my parents, I'll show my family members and be like, why are you so sad? And I'm not that sad. It just seems. And so I write when I'm sad. Do you find that happens to you as well?
Yeah, definitely. Just like this one, as I told you, it just came. There are a couple of other songs that there's something happening at that moment and a line comes to my mind. Mm-hmm. And then I write it down and then later just complete it.
Exactly. Now, when you're happy, you never think to write a lyric or write a song because you're in the moment, you're enjoying it. You've got all your friends, your family members surrounding you. And I guess you should write more when you're happy because maybe then you'll have happier songs.
Probably. I have tried to just sit down and think about something and start writing about it. But even that turned out bad. It's either I have so much sad experiences and emotions that I want to get out there. Not that all the years of my life have been sad, but I feel like there are just so many sad stuff that I need to get rid of them first and be able to heal from them and then be able to
project that road.
Yeah.
Yes. No, that's wonderful. I think we're going to wrap it up now. I was just wondering, where can we find your songs? Where can we find your social media channels? And do you have a website?
Not a website, not yet. My social media, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok. The user is Afra. And the song will be released on March 16th. It is called Poison.
Okay. We're happy to listen to that. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Masked Monologues. Don't forget to like and subscribe. See you next time.